Happy Resurrection Day. I would say Happy Easter, but it seems to have been kidnapped by a bunny and lots of chocolate. Today should mark the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Josh McDowell once said that Jesus was either a lunatic, a liar, or truly the Son of God. His resurrection answered the question once and for all. I worked in a psychiatric ward many years ago and had the privilege of meeting Napoleon and a Messiah or two. It was sad and hilarious at the same time. I felt sad for these poor souls who'd lost touch with sanity and their true identities. And Jesus of Nazareth could have been added to this list of crazies or wannabes, but he backed up every claim with miracles. The greatest of all these is the miracle of resurrection. Paul the Apostle claimed that the resurrection was the linchpin of every other claim. 1 Corinthians 14 says, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith." Wow. Paul took it even further when he said, "And if Christ has not risen, your faith is futile, and you're still in your sins." 1 Corinthians 15:17. Hey, my mom died yesterday, and though I'm grieving, I do believe in the resurrection. Therefore, I don't grieve like non-believers. 1 Thessalonians 14 says, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope." I can honestly say, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" 1 Corinthians 15:55. Are you facing loss or trials? Then let's tap into the power of the resurrection for you. Let us know how we can pray for you. We believe in the power of prayer because of the resurrection. Be encouraged. Jesus is alive, and so are you, because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.